Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ron, I'm not a very smart man, but I'm not that dumb. And yet, every time I read a story about Le'Veon Bell and the transition tag, I find myself flummoxed, if you like that word.
I do love the word flummoxed.
Are you equally flummoxed?
I'm obtuse when it comes to this.
I'm trying to wrap my brain around it. Now, Jerry Dulac writes today, in fact, or yesterday, that NFL teams can begin using the transition tag on players Tuesday, and the Steelers appear ready to use the tag on Le'Veon Bell. So they are not, it would appear, going to just wash their hands of this guy and say, go, leave, and we'll take the compensatory pick. The intent behind this appears to be that they want to sign him to that and then trade him. But they would need his consent, him signing the tag to trade.
He has to sign a deal before he can be traded, right.
And that,
what makes you think he will? I guess if it's a deal he likes.
Yes, if it's
a deal
he
likes, a team he wants, he'll do it.
Am I missing something here?
Ed Bouchette wrote about this last week saying, just let the guy go, take your third round pick and move on. That's what I would do, but seemingly, obviously they're smarter than me, I guess. They understand it more than me.
Are they? I don't know if they're smarter than us at this point. The transition tag, Dulac writes, is expected to have a value of approximately $9.5 to $14.5 million for one season. That's going to be the first sticking point. Is that
it's arbitration, yeah.
Yeah, we'll argue that because you didn't play, this is your actual salary from last year.
And he's going to argue it should be $14.5 million.
This is unbelievable, Ron.
I thought we were done with it. I mean, all the stories Dulac writes, everybody else writes, indicates that they have no intention of. He's not going to play for the Steelers again.
No, they're not going to match an offer sheet from anybody.
How can they get more for him,
right?
Than just letting him go for the compensatory pick, which would probably be a third round pick.
Under the rules of the CBA, they cannot trade Bell for at least 1 year to a team that submits an offer sheet for him. The exception is if Bell would agree to the trade. But as Dulac says, again, that would rely on his cooperation.
Right. And why would he do that after all the bitterness that has gone on here for the last 2 years? Again, unless it's the money he likes and the team he likes. So, you know, obviously then he probably would.
I'm trying to think and think and think. Is there a way that they can try to skew this so that he doesn't wind up in the division? I don't think so, because in the end of Dulac's story says, if all else fails, the Steelers could rescind the transition tag and let Bell become a free agent.
And then he goes to that team anyway.
Right.
And there was speculation yesterday. I told you one of the NFL insiders said Baltimore is the perfect fit for him. We've heard Houston is the leading candidate, but this guy came up with why Baltimore would be a good fit for him to help Lamar Jackson, not just in the running game, but the passing game. We'll see. I know he's not going to be in Pittsburgh.
Maybe I am dumb in the end.
No, you are.
That's the moral
of the story.
But
I'm joining you in your dumbness here.
Yeah. Well, here's another story. Colin Kaepernick, and this is from, it appeared in the Post-Gazette, but a person with knowledge of the conversation tells the AP that the new Alliance of American Football spoke with Kaepernick during its development about joining the league, but Kaepernick wanted $20 million or more to consider playing with the league that had its debut last weekend. What do you make of that, Ron?
He can want whatever he wants. They don't have to pay him, and I certainly wouldn't pay him that much money. He doesn't have to play.
I would. You know why?
Why?
If you're a fledgling league like that, that guy, look what happened to Nike when they started a campaign with him. Love him or hate him.
I know, Joe. But
people want to see.
You know, they're trying to maintain a grip on salaries in that league. I don't know. It just doesn't seem like it's a good call for me to pay him that much. I thought the other interesting story, did you happen to see the note from David Stern?
No.
Former NBA commissioner saying Kaepernick certainly would be welcome to play in the NBA if he had done what he had done in the NFL. He said, we believe in allowing our players to express themselves.
Interesting.
That's David Stern, highly successful commissioner, former commissioner of the NBA.
Speaking of commissioners, did you see the little
nugget
that the NFL, that NFL owners
might
were interested
Silver?
In Adam Silver? What do you make of that?
Well, I mean, Goodell has announced, right, at the end of this deal, it's going to be, he's going to be done.
When is that deal ending?
I want to say like 3 more years, 4 more years. I think it's after the collective bargaining agreement.
Right. They would want Silver in before that.
Which, you know, it's going to be an all-out war against Goodell, I think, between the players. And
maybe that's what they're thinking, too, is that they want a more player, like the way he's been in the NBA.
I just saw
player-friendly, socially conscious owner is what they're probably thinking.
I just saw somebody tweet. I don't know if I think it was Darren Rovell saying the thing that he can't understand is Silver will not be willing to take the punches that Goodell does on behalf of the owners. Goodell takes all the heat. You know, it's the owner's bidding. He works for them.
Right.
But he takes the beating.
That's a good point.
Of course, he gets $45 million a year or whatever it is, 40 a year.
I wonder how much Silver makes.
I don't think he makes that much, but he makes a lot.
It's the difference between silver and gold, huh, Ron? You like that, Ron? Come on.
It never ends with you.
Joe's in Penn Hills. What do you want to talk about, Joe?
Joe, Ron, how you doing?
Good.
First of all, Joe, I want to congratulate you on that real nice article on Sunday's Post Gazette about, you know, we don't need attendance anymore and we don't have to win. And when you get to see an article like that, it just shows me that the integrity of the game is really messed up and it should be really looked into, because you hit it right on with the writer that also, you know, the ESPN, I think you said. But
what do you make of Machado and Bryce Harper not signing anything yet, Joe?
Well, I don't even care. You know, it's so out of hand. It doesn't matter to me. I'm 75. I really love baseball, my Pirates. I mean, I want them to win. But like you said, Ron, a lot of 2-1 games, and that's going to be real frustrating. It's just a disgrace who nothing owns this team. Huntington is like a politician.
You're starting to break up there, buddy.
Ridiculous.
You're starting to break up. So what do you think is going to happen with the actual team this year? Give me a win. What's the over-under, Ron? 78.5?
78, I think. 78.5.
Unless they get a couple hitters or everybody's having a good year, it's going to be under.
All right, Joe, thanks. Your phone's breaking up on us there.
Marty, you're on 93.7. What's up?
On the Le'Veon Bell situation, if he holds out this year and doesn't play again, does he sign his own death sentence? I mean, how many teams want a player that's been out of the league for 2 years?
I don't think there's any indication he's going to sit out all year.
If he's not willing to play ball with what the Steelers want to do, what's the benefit?
Well,
of them just letting him walk?
Because they get a compensatory draft pick for him if they just let him walk. If they put a tag on him and somebody bids, you know, gives him an offer and they decide not to renew it, my understanding is, Joe, they don't get a draft pick. They let him go for nothing.
Right. It is interesting.
So I want to see him get at least a draft pick for him.
Sure. And I'm sure they will. But it is interesting that they still control him, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
If they sign him to a transition tag and somebody came up with an offer sheet and they did match it, Ron, they would own him for another year. That's unbelievable.
Yes, they would.
But that I know that's not going to happen. But maybe this is just partially them flexing their muscles. I just don't think it's worth it.
The aggravation isn't worth it. Take the draft choice and move on.
Of course. They'll look smart if they finagle this in such a way where they get more for Bell than anybody than a compensatory pick, right?
Right.
Then they'll look very smart.
Well, again, they know the system better than we do. I know that. Now, whether it turns out that way remains to be seen.
All right. Well, social media and AB, the two go together. Got some news at the top of the hour. We also have Greg Jennings talking yesterday. And, man, has he changed his tune. He ripped AB a month ago, almost exactly a month ago. Then apparently within the last week or so, sat down for a 2.5-hour lunch with Antonio Brown and now is telling a much different story. We're going to hear that story next on Cook and Joe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.